The chair now calls Ms. Genevieve Reed Veal, please. Is it Ms. Mann? Also known as Ms. Sandra Bland's mom, Ms. Mann.
Thank you.
Ms. Bland, will you just tell us your name, who you represent, and your position on the bill?
Geneva Reed Veal. I represent Sandra Bland.
And of course,
I'm for the bill.
Yes, ma'am. We usually have a timer, but you feel free to talk as long as you want, ma'am.
Thank you. I want to say to you all, you don't want to be in these shoes. You hear me? So while everybody's talking and talking about money.
Ms. Bland, I'm going to interrupt you one more time.
Yes.
Can you register that you're representing yourself? Can you repeat that?
Okay. Thank you. I'm representing myself and my daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm going to take my time.
Yes, ma'am.
I've sat and I have been patient.
Go ahead, ma'am.
19 months now. And I sat and I listened to everything going on in this room. And as I said before, you don't want to be in these shoes. I'm listening to dollars. I'm listening to data. Your data is Sandra Bland and many of those like her. The cost, the dollars, was her life and many others like her. And so when I take the time to come down and sit in a Capitol building where legislators have the opportunity to change many lives, those that are still living, because she's not here anymore, it is my responsibility, it is my duty, as her mother, and as a human being who cares that as people are dying across this country, we're still talking about how much it costs to teach someone how to treat people fairly. We're still discussing that in 2017. And so while I thank all of you for listening, I need you to move after listening. I need this bill to move forward so that it will prove to people who say that Texas is the most awful state to live in. You see, and for me, that's true, because this is a place of pain for me. So I need you all to really think about what you have the ability and the power to do today. Each of you have a responsibility, and I just ask, if your child was away, 1,000 miles away, and you get a call from a fourth party, not the institution who had her, but you get called fourth for contact, I don't think that would sit well with any of you. And so while I can only stand up for my daughter, because that is my duty, today, I'm still proud of her. I was proud of her when she left here. And I'm still proud of her today. But allow me to be able to stand with you and say, we may change. This is not about anti-police. I have never said that, and I'm saying it for the record today. I don't hate police. I hate the fact that we do not understand that this has been going on for too long by those who have been charged to serve and protect us. And in my daughter's case, she was isolated and neglected. In many other cases, it's the same. And so when you talk about data, I've got millions of moms across the country who are paralyzed now because their kids are gone. There's a domino effect when your member is gone. There is a reality check when a holiday comes along and that chair is empty. So while Sandra's no longer here physically, her spirit lives on. She's still speaking. And I am grateful that you all are the ones sitting here now that have the opportunity to make a dramatic, radical change that is needed, not only here in Texas, but across this country. There is no amount of money that could bring her back. There is no amount of money that could bring any of these children, any of these family members back. And I will say to you, we will not shut up. We will not stop talking. We will keep showing up until changes are made to say we're not taking this and we stand together. So I don't want you to just tell me you stand with me. I don't want you to go behind the door and say you stand with me. I want you to prove to the world, just as my daughter's death was nationally televised, that you stand with my family and all the other families that have died and lost loved ones. and I would definitely take inquiries.
Members, are there any questions? Mr. Johnson?
Let me first just say thank you for being strong enough to do what you do.
Yes.
While you have said it, and I think many of us probably couldn't do what you do, to go across the nation and relive that horrible day,
yes, sir,
that number one, your daughter had to endure with the police stop and then from the jail cell itself. So I have to say thank you for doing the work that you do to bring attention to what is going on every day.
Yes, sir.
And I will say that Sandra Bland's death was not in vain. And I hope that we will be able to pass a bill that will ensure that her death was not in vain. But from that, good will come.
Yes.
And while we wasn't there to save her, but good will come to potentially save many others that could be potentially in her shoes. And so, I thank you for your strength.
Thank
and
you.
For your courage, for the work that you do, for those that are coming behind your daughter, and for my son and my daughter, and for all of our sons and daughters. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Representative, anybody else with any? Yes. Representative Terry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for this privilege. I just wanted to say to you, Ms. Geneva, that when I walked in my office today, and I just want to share this with everyone here, especially my fellow colleagues, I walked in this morning, and this woman was sitting in my office. She was sitting on a sofa, and I'm a co-author on this bill, and we had not met before this morning. And the moment I walked in and we locked eyes, I stood up, we embraced, and we immediately had tears in our eyes, because I think what I want everyone to understand is I could be her daughter and she could be my mother. And that's what we immediately felt that.
Yeah.
I've never met this beautiful spirit, this beautiful woman. And we immediately sat down, we started talking about the day and talking about this important piece of legislation that Chairman Coleman has brought forth. And I said this to say that there's a, you know, like she said, we talk numbers and cents, but this is the real life impact of these types of incidents. And I would just say to anyone that is in opposition of the bill, particularly if it's from a law enforcement standpoint, to please don't feel that way and be a film of line, because we always know, we say when you know better, you do better. And now we know better. This piece of legislation shows us the path of what to do. So we know better, we do better. And I'll conclude and say, for those of us that are believers and Christians, you know, the Bible charges us with two commandments. The first, the most important one, is to love God as you love yourself. But the second, Jesus Christ himself said, love thy neighbor as you love thyself. And that is what the crux of this is about, the humanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I think we're trying to do, is to have people recognize the humanity. And Representative Coleman has laid a very systematic surgical path for us to do this.
Yes.
From a mental health standpoint to law enforcement, it is a brilliant piece of legislation. And I'm honored to serve on County Affairs Committee with him. So I would implore everyone to please push this piece of legislation through and make Texas everything that we know that it can be.
Yes.
And I thank you. Thank you, members.
Thank you. Thank you.
Representative, any other members? Ma'am, I appreciate you coming by, and thank you for being patient, and we appreciate your testimony. I think it's of little or no consolation to tell you how sorry that I am personally that you have to be here and that we have to meet under these circumstances. But again, I applaud your courage and thank you for helping us finish up what Garnett started with this bill, and hopefully we can carry the ball forward for you. Thank you.
Thank you.